An article about a bike ride through New Zealand in an airline magazine inspired Ron Eade to dive into the then-changing world of journalism. Now more than 30 years later, journalism is still in the process of becoming, although what it's becoming hasn't been fully determined. Eade is in the forefront of new media here in South Central Indiana, now having launched the online magazine Limestone Post in 2015. A Big Talk partner, Limestone Post promises writers with a voice, photographers with a vision. Ron Eade joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest in the studio today, Ron Eade, a writer, an editor, a truck driver, an outdoorsman, and now he's a publishing magnate. He is the big boss at Limestone Post Magazine. Thanks for being with us, Ron.
Thanks for having me here, Big Mike.
Now, how did you get into this online magazine? How did that come about?
Well, I've been in the magazine business for a long time. I was a writer and editor, freelance mainly, but mainly in magazine journalism. And then a few years ago, I was teaching journalism at IU, and I wanted to get back into it. And I'd always been fond of long-form magazine journalism, you know, like the golden age of magazines in the 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
The New Yorker, the Atlantic, Saturday Evening Post even.
Yeah.
A print version of Limestone Post. It would be monthly or semi-monthly or something like that. And I have
You were thinking of going old school, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a lot of friends locally and elsewhere who advised me, and they are much smarter than I am, and they said, just go digital. Why go print? You're going to end up folding the print version in 5 years anyway. Why go through the headache of that? Just start with digital and get ahead of the curve. So I started looking into that and developing it and designing it. And the main idea is still the same. It's still covering a lot of categories. We focus on the arts and outdoors mainly. Those are the popular ones. But we cover health and fitness. We cover food and drink, travel. That was the idea, is to cover a lot of territory about Bloomington. With media consolidation the way it is, 90% of our media comes from six companies, I think is the latest figure. Information is being consolidated, and we're getting fewer and fewer points of view. And I wanted something that would fill the gap and do some long-form stories with more in-depth coverage, more thoughtful coverage.
What's the most popular story so far?
The most popular? I don't know if I should say that, because that might be giving away some trade secrets.
Ooh, okay.
I can tell you the categories.
All right.
Whatever is specific or intrinsic to Bloomington, what makes Bloomington special, those stories really do well. People have such an attachment to that. And whatever they have an attachment to that they can claim here that people in other parts of the country can't claim, like the quarries or chocolate mousse or Little Five.
Speaking of Little Five, one Mr. Ron Eade, I understand, once raced in it.
I did.
Tell me about that.
Well, you could maybe call it racing.
I
was a Kappa Sigma, and my brother raced in Little Five before me. So, you know, looking up to him, and they did really well. And so when I got to college, I wanted to race. So I got on a bike, and we were four rookies that year, and we did not do too well. But it was a lot of fun.
But
it's just
finished.
An incredible experience.
Why were you here at IU?
Following my brother and sister again. I grew up in Indianapolis for the most part.
Uh-huh.
Mainly in Indiana, or all in Indiana, but mainly in Indianapolis. And a lot of my friends from high school were coming down here, so I didn't really give it a lot of forethought.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a plan on what I would do or be. Just hearing stories from siblings, it just sounded like a lot of fun.
What pushed you into journalism?
Well, when I left here, I was working for Anheuser-Busch in Dallas, and after 3 years in marketing, and after 3 years, I decided to take a leave of absence and travel the world. So I took an around-the-world trip and was gone for about a year and a half total, and went back to work. And I was getting on a plane for a business trip, and I saw on the cover of the airline magazine the Milford Sound in New Zealand. And I just couldn't believe it. I thought, this guy gets paid to travel like this. So I looked into it, and I had done a little bit of writing on my own, just sort of what we would call today as a blog. So I looked into it, and I had some friends at the time who were going to law school or graduate school, advancing. You know, they didn't stick with a career, and I thought, that's an option. So I looked into it and decided to get a master's degree in journalism at Texas.
You don't strike me, Ron Eade, as a cubicle kind of a guy. So after getting your master's degree, you went off on your own.
I became a freelance writer. I moved to Chicago.
Ah,
and
why?
Girlfriend. And did some freelancing for Billiards Digest and airline magazines and outdoor magazines.
All we've been talking about is communication here. Where does truck driving fit in with this?
Paying off student loans? I had an opportunity in the late 90s to hop on a truck. I've had friends driving semis for a number of years, and they made it look so romantic and so exotic and so exciting and adventurous that I was living in Cleveland and doing everything I could to pay off the student loans, working temp jobs and whatever, and hardly getting any writing done. So one of my friends like make $40,000 and pay off student loans just driving one summer. And it did not work out that way. 2 years later, I was out of debt, but it was an experience.
Well, what kind of truck? A semi?
It was. It was an 18-wheeler. Driving from Mayflower. It was a moving van, which is different from what you would think of a normal truck driver who are in their seat or in their truck 24/7. We would physically get out and move the furniture. We would move people's homes.
Uh-huh.
And so every 2 or 3 days, we'd be out loading the semi with furniture. And about the time you saw your last kitchen chair and tried to fit it in the truck, it was time to get on the road and travel for 2 or 3 days. And about the when you're about tired of getting your last truck stop meal, it's time to get out and exercise a little bit. So, and you're always in a different part of the country. We're in the lower 48. And looking back with, in hindsight, it was the most exotic and exciting and adventurous thing. But when I really sit down and think about dealing with all the hassles, maybe I won't be doing that again.
Ron Eade. He is the big man over at Limestone Post Magazine. That's online. Thanks for being with us on Big Talk.
Thank you very much. It's been great.